Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The 2021 Tulip Queen Alyssa Giedings and the Royal Court of Olivia Dahan Birch, Tessa Brower, Hannah Shetter, and Ashley Hardman join us on today's program to preview this Thursday through Saturday's Tulip Time celebration.
Queen Alyssa, what does it mean to have this opportunity to be ready for the Tulip Time Festival again, especially after last year, and to really be getting ready for the 3 days of fun that are coming up this Thursday through Saturday?
It has truly been an honor being able to serve as queen this spring along with a wonderful court. I'm sure that we could all tell you that we are absolutely so excited for Tulip Time to return later this week. And as you can see, based on the parking and many tourists in town, I think many people could agree with that.
Well, and Olivia, when I last talked to this group, there was some uncertainty about what you were going to be able to do throughout the month of April in terms of where are we going to be able to perform and are we going to have some of the traditional experiences the Queen Court typically have had. It sounds like you've had a lot of those. Of those experiences, what have meant a lot to you so far, whether it's been performing in retirement homes or for the schools? Is there anything that really sticks out about having some of those chances?
Yeah, so of course, the Capitol Day was very fun. I enjoyed that a lot, but one of my favorite memories over the past couple weeks with the court is when we went to one of the homes, the nursing homes. I had a conversation with a lady there, and she shared some of her Tulip Time memories and how she had made homemade Dutch letters and even spoke a little Dutch. And just being able to hear about some of that history of hers was a really cool experience.
Well, and Tessa, similar question. What has that been like for you, knowing that probably the entire time you're rehearsing your program, you don't know where you're necessarily going to go because of some of the restrictions? And what is it meant to have that opportunity, similar to Olivia, to be able to interact with nursing home populations or even school children in the community?
It's been a great opportunity. I also really enjoyed visiting the nursing homes. We were the first group in almost over a year that was able to visit and perform for them. So it was really special to be able to share our Dutch heritage and share the Tulip Time excitement with the nursing homes.
Well, Hannah, I have known you as a performer for the last several years. In fact, I just saw you at the showcase on Friday performing for the show choir. What is it like for you to be able to perform not only and share about this specific journey, Tulip Time and being on the Royal Court, but to do so for an audience and to be able to really interact with people again?
It's been so much fun. All year performing, I didn't think I'd get to, so it was really exciting to do normal performances. And then these are like more intimate up close because you're like talking with your audience in the end and everything. And that's been super cool. And I didn't know if that was going to happen. So I really enjoyed that. And it was more than performing. It was like connecting with people. And that's probably the best part of performing.
Well, Ashley, for you, as you think about some of your favorite memories over the last 4 to 5 weeks, what has stood out to you, or is there anything that's jumped out, whether it's a personal story or anything that has just really been exciting about being able to be back and do what the Tulip Court does?
I love visiting the schools. I love being around children and hearing all their really funny questions they have for us, even though we can't answer some of them. But they're just always so smiley and so happy that we can come. And I think for the schools, too, we were one of the first groups that's come this school year, if I'm correct. So it was cool that we got to have that first opportunity for them and that they could see what Pella's like and what we do for the Tulip Court and hopefully encourage some young girls to go out someday.
Well, and Alyssa, you know, a lot of your traditional experiences you got to have, right? You ended up getting to go to nursing homes and schools, but there's been a lot of kind of new things as a court that you've been able to do too, whether that's been working with the city. I know that was last year's court with their coffee time with tulips and doing virtual interviews out of state and all these other things. You know, for you, how beneficial do you think that is not only to promote Tulip Time, but going forward that your court got to experience some of these new and different things because of COVID?
I thought that it was a really wonderful experience, and I think that it's something that will be really beneficial to kind of harness the power of using online tools to help promote Pella. I know my court and I have had the opportunity to work with a lot of different social media interviews and do a lot of different interviews over Zoom or over phone call. So I think that that has been really beneficial. And even though it's a little bit different than what it might have looked like in the past, I think that it will really help bring light to the different things going on in Pella and bring people to Pella overall. We've had the opportunity to do a lot of different TV interviews as well as radio interviews. So as a court, we really feel so blessed. And in addition to that, we've been working on a lot of social media posts as well.
So, Olivia, let's shift gears to what's coming up this week. Now, last time I had you, I kind of asked a general question about your favorite parts of tulip time. Let's look a little bit deeper into that. In terms of any experiences or things that you recommend coming up specifically this week, is there anything that someone who's new to tulip time or somebody who might be missing out on the parades should be really looking for in terms of celebrating this week?
So one of my favorite things, I may be a bit biased, is the show choir performances. So a cappella will be performing Friday night. And so if you are into singing and dancing, you should definitely go and watch that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Tessa, it sounds like that, you know, obviously we're going to have the stage show and Hannah's going to probably talk more about the others or Alyssa, whoever we have in front of us. Mm-hmm. But one new thing this year, because there aren't parades, is that you'll actually get a chance to pop up and see some of the different performers throughout our community at kind of random times.
Yeah. So this year they're implementing an idea called pop-ups, which I think a couple of the locations will be right here in the Mullen Grot and also the old Happy Joe's parking lot. And that'll be happening in the afternoons. There will be Duchesses, the Dutch Family Singers, and we will also be at several pop-ups. And you can come ask us questions. It can be a photo op opportunity. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, and Hannah, you won't be on the stage with the show choir, and same for Olivia, but there will be other performers, including on Friday night. It's going to be an extended show Friday. It sounds like if you're a fan of performances, there will be more to even enjoy Thursday and Saturday as well.
Oh, yes. On Thursday night, there will be the Living Word Fellowship worship team performing and singing. And then Friday, we have Jazz One along with a cappella. And I really recommend listening to Jazz One. They are amazing. And on Saturday night, there is Tyler Rickton and the High Bank Boys, which is like a country band.
Well, and on top of all of this, Ashley, there are no parades, but you will still have the opportunity to see a processional, as I understand. You will be participating as a court, and there will also, as I understand, be marching bands and other things going on. So I know if people are hesitant about coming, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of opportunities to see you and your classmates really be able to kind of take over the town and do processionals and things like that.
Yes, it's very exciting that they're still having something. And I know for the Tulip Court, we get a ride in the carriages still, and they're incorporating the 2020 court as well, and the Orange City court. They will be in the mini processionals as well. And I think it's a good opportunity for all the marching band students from, whether it's from Pella Schools, Pella Christian, or other regional bands, to get an opportunity to perform again and march with their band again.
Well, and obviously we kick off Tulip Time with the coronation, and this year a little bit different. As Ashley mentioned, the 2020 court is going to have an opportunity to be presented, I think, prior to your coronation, if that's correct. Regardless, at least that's what I know. Alyssa, what does it mean to be able to share that experience with them, knowing what they lost, and what are you looking forward to about being able to have a big royal court this weekend and to be able to celebrate our heritage and our community?
Of course. So I know that we are very, very excited for Tulip Time, and we're excited to be able to allow the 2020 court to spend some time with us as well. I have heard that they will be being involved with the processionals as well as giving their program a couple times and doing different pop-ups. So that will be really special for them, especially with all that they lost last year. I know that my court really looks up to the 2020 court just because of the grace and humility that they showed last year, even when it was a very unusual time. So I know that we're all definitely looking forward to it, and we're also looking forward to getting to spend time with some of those amazing ladies.
Stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS, the official radio station of Tulip Time, for updates from the 86th Festival. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.